I'm speaking with Lucy Norton with the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association because we have the next Iowa Renewable Fuels Summit just literally around the corner. And Lucy, why don't you start by telling us some of the agenda that you have planned for your Renewable Fuels Summit next week.
Okay. The Renewable Fuels Summit will be held on January 30th, and we've moved to a new location. We're going to be at the Meadows Conference Center at Prairie Meadows in Altoona, and we've got a very interesting a lineup of speakers. We're going to be tackling the oil monopoly and how renewable fuels can break up that monopoly and have a bigger role in providing consumers with fuel choice. We are honored to have USDA Undersecretary Dallas Tonsager joining us to talk about renewable fuels and the RFS. Our keynote speaker is Tom Bias, who's the CEO of Growth Energy, and he too is going to be, you know, looking at the future from the perspective of not only the RFS, the Renewable Fuel Standard, but also the future for E15. And we're also pleased to once again have Governor Branstad on the program, as well as Lieutenant Governor Reynolds, because the renewable fuels is such an important factor in building the economy in the state of Iowa. So we're going to take a look at, you know, the future markets under our renewable fuel standard. We're also going to take a look at the crude oil demand and pricing in the future. Just how bad is oil for this country? That's going to be the topic of a well-known author and industry expert, Ann Cornyn. And she's also going to be signing her newest book in the trade show immediately after her presentation. So we've got quite a lineup of individuals, and then we also have a sold-out trade show as well.
And you've got a whole panel on E15 as well, correct?
That is correct. Looking at E15 and beyond, what the future is going to be for consumer fuel choices, we will have two retailers. One is Scott Zaremba with Zarco 66. He's the first retailer in the United States to offer E15 as a registered fuel. And then Iowa's first E15 retailer, Jim Bechtold with Lynn Co-op Oil Company out of Marion, is going to be on the program. So they're going to discuss their experience in introducing E15 to their customers, the benefits of the product using blender pumps, and what they foresee to be the future for that fuel blend.
Now, this is the seventh annual summit, correct? Tell me a little bit about the history and why this is such an important summit for Iowa.
The history on the summit is born out of the need to get our story across, or the story of the advocates for renewable fuels. We have a lot of detractors out there that continue to bring up, you know, the myths and misconceptions about renewable fuels, the impact that it has on food prices, the impact that it has on the livestock industry, the impact that it has on the economy and gas prices. And so the Renewable Fuels Summit was our way of presenting a platform where we could get out our information about renewable fuels, about ethanol and biodiesel, and explain to the consuming public the benefits of using more renewable fuels, producing more renewable fuels, and the benefit it has on our economy, on the livestock industry, by providing a high-protein, high-energy co-product out of the ethanol production. Also, the benefits of biodiesel to the livestock industry and our economy and the job creation. So the summit is the way that the renewable fuels industry gets the word out on renewable fuels and what it means to not only the state's economy, but what it means for the federal economy and what it means for keeping more of our dollars here in Iowa, keeping more of our dollars here in the U.S. instead of sending them overseas.
And this summit is free, correct?
Yes, it is. It's free. It's open to the general public. We do ask that people register online for us to give us an idea of who's coming and how many. And actually, that registration deadline is January 23rd. So we'd like everyone who's interested in attending to go online at iowarfa.org and pre-register for us. That would be great. If they would happen to miss that deadline, we will be accepting on-site registrations as well. So we encourage everyone to come out and hear more, learn more about renewable fuels, help tell the story and the great benefits that these products offer, and visit our exhibitors. As I said, we have a sold-out trade show this year, so there's a lot of industry present that will be they're representing the services, the equipment, the products that they offer for renewable fuels. And the other thing that we would like people attending to do is to stop by the Iowa RFA booth and sign a letter to Chrysler. We are asking Chrysler to follow suit with General Motors and Ford and approve their vehicles for the use of E15. And that letter will then be subsequently sent in to Chrysler. So we've got a lot of activity going on, and we encourage everyone listening to attend.
All right. Thank you very much, Lucy. And we will be there bringing you coverage from the Iowa Renewable Fuels Summit coming up on January 30th in Altoona, Iowa. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.